Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Scammon Bay is a Yupik village 128 miles northwest of Bethel. In 2020, the population was 600. In a previous census, there were 96 households and 84 families residing in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 1.94% white, 0.22% African American, 96.13% Alaska Native, 0.22% Pacific Islanders, 0.22% from other races, 1.29% two or more races, and 0.22% were Hispanic. The median income for a household was $25,625. The median income for a family was $25,938. About 30.2% of families and 37.4% of the population were below the poverty line. On April 7, 2022, at 2 p.m., the Alaska State Troopers received a report from Scammon Bay of a stabbing. The person stabbed was 35-year-old Cedric Unak. Unak was taken to the local clinic, where unfortunately he passed. During the investigation, the Alaska State Troopers determined that Max Unak, 37, had stabbed his brother, Cedric. Unak was charged with his brother's murder. Allegedly, the brothers had a hostile relationship. Unak regularly stated he should kill his brother Cedric. Cedric's case is eerily similar to a second death almost 3 years earlier. October 20th, 2019, the Alaska State Troopers received notification of a shooting in Scammon Bay. Weather prevented a medevac from getting to the village. Early on October 21st, the troopers were told that the victim of the shooting, Edward Eguchek, 35 years old, had died. Once the Alaska State Troopers arrived in Scammon Bay, they arrested Edward's 36-year-old brother, Hank Eguchek, for the shooting of his brother. Eguchek was charged with murder, two, and manslaughter. After that, not much has been published, and looking through court view, the case is not even shown. It's unclear what actually happened. Edward Eguchek and Cedric Unak were both 35 years old when they passed. Unfortunately, not much is known about either of them online. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to look at an offender, Colton Zakhar, who was dubbed by the prosecutor as a sociopath from Sleep Mute. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.